Adrian Peterson is the Vikings' all-time leading rusher and one of the game's top running backs. But before he wore purple, he was a standout at the University of Oklahoma and a hero to one Oklahoma teenager.
He was just so good on the football field and good person off the football field, so I always admired him.
There are millions of Adrian Peterson fans, but this is a special fan, a loyal supporter whose smile can light up a room, just like his idol. And a youngster who shares the same never-give-up attitude as the game's top running back.
Yeah, he's got a smile more, you know, now on his face than he did. He's not one to complain. You never know if something's bothering him because he won't let you know. He's tough, you know, he don't let it all, you know, he don't let his emotions show very much. He's strong and he's got God on his side, and he's held up, you know, pretty strong through it all.
Dakota Sharp and his family made the trip up from Oklahoma to meet his idol and share a few minutes with his favorite athlete.
Dakota, how you doing, brother?
Pretty good.
Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah. I heard you're a big Viking fan.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, man.
How long have you been following us?
Since I was in the fall football.
Yeah.
Ever since you came here, pretty much.
I've always liked the Vikings.
Dakota is an 18-year-old kid who is undergoing his second round of cancer treatment. The Make-A-Wish Foundation gave him the opportunity for a wish, and there was no doubt what he would choose.
How does it feel to run over people?
It feels good, man. You know, that's part of my game. That's my style, what I like to do. And, you know, it helps me avoid blows, too, you know, because when you've been hesitant out there, you give guys a chance to come and hit you in your legs and make their decision. But when you're attacking them, that's when they're shook and you freeze them up, you know, so, yeah, gotta love it.
Outstanding.
All right, brother. God bless you, man. Love you, man. Wish you the best. You know, enjoy the game. We're going to try to get a W for you. And, you know, it's going to be exciting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Things aren't always what it seems, you know, because tearing my ACL is nothing compared to the battle he's fighting, you know. So, you know, put things in perspective. Make you appreciate, you know, things more, unfortunately. But, you know, it definitely give you a crystal look at your situation.
He did go through a lot of time, like hard time, and now to see him really happy, it feels good. So it makes just everybody being happy, being together and stuff. That's the best.
It's cool. Real cool. Never thought I'd be here.
Dakota's been looking so forward to this, and he's still in the middle of treatments for his condition. And we saw him at the beginning before he met Adrian. And just the excitement that he had, and what I've seen, and what I, you know, the mom a few minutes ago said to me, she said, oh, this is like a dream. And he's going to take this with him forever. I mean, as he leaves here, he'll see the game tomorrow. Hopefully the Vikings will win. Adrian will have a great game. But boy, he feels like he made a great friend here today with Adrian.
You know, just being blessed to be in his position. And, you know, there's so many things that he could have did with his Make-A-Wish. And just to want to come here and watch a Vikings game and meet me is humbling, you know, and it's part of my duty. You know, I feel obligated to do it, and I want to do it, you know, because I have the same love for him that he has for me. You know, it's my first time meeting him, but, you know, just the situation that he's in, he's fighting cancer, you know, it motivates me, you know, more so than, you know, how he's probably feeling right now, you know. So, you know, it's just a blessing, and I'm just taking advantage of it, and, you know, able to give back the blessings God has blessed me with.